Welcome to Academic Challenge at News Talk 94.9 WSJM. I'm Lewis Allen, your host and moderator. Today, we're featuring teams from Bridgman and Berrien Springs. WSJM's Academic Challenge features scholastic competition involving high schools from around Southwest Michigan. Our program is brought to you from the Mitsubishi Community Showroom at Signature Automotive Group on Napier Avenue, a proud sponsor of Academic Challenge, along with Berrien Springs Public Schools. Together, inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. Southwestern Michigan Association of Realtors. Realtors do make the difference. Lakeshore Public Schools, where Lancers become leaders. Pro Muffler and Brake Shop on M139. Lower prices under your car and the Cook Nuclear Plant. First, let's meet the teams. First, from Bridgman. Your name and your grade that you're in.
I'm Mark, and I'm a junior.
Sam, sophomore.
Kyle, junior.
And from the team from Berrien Springs.
Joshua Bennett, senior.
Brady West, senior.
Callie Staub, senior.
Lily Jolson, senior.
And Bridgman, your coach, and or who's your captain first?
I'm a captain.
Mark, and who's your coach?
Mr. Nico is our coach.
And Berrien Springs, who's captain tonight?
That would be me tonight.
Captain B.
Callie, and who's your coach?
Our coach is Mrs. Virginia Shum. Unfortunately, she couldn't be here tonight because of a previous engagement with her daughter.
Well, here are the basic rules. During the first and second halves, we'll announce the value of each question before it's asked. When you press your button, please wait to be recognized. There's no consultation allowed except during the 60-second round at halftime. I'm your scorekeeper and judge, and today, Mr. Klein will be asking the questions. Bill, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm just doing fine, but I'm a little distracted.
You are?
Yeah.
We all can be a little distracted.
Yeah.
But most importantly, on March 11th, between 9 o'clock and 3 o'clock, there's going to be a distracted driving simulator here at Signature Automotive Group. Make sure that you come out and you check out the React 360 distracted driver simulator from Signature Automotive.
It's an amazing experience if you've never tried it.
Actually, I want to do that.
They put on the visual stuff, and you really get distracted.
Bridgman, Berrien Springs, are you ready for Academic Challenge?
Yes, we are.
Your time will start once Bill reads that first question.
For 5 points, she was credited with serving the first ice cream in the White House, but that may be suspect.
Brady from Berrien Springs.
Dolly Madison.
That's correct. For 5 points. For 10 points, which New Jersey suburb is French for Clear Mountain?
Brady from Berrien Springs.
Montclair.
That's correct. For 10 points. For 15 points, a quarterback would be penalized for doing it, but an electrician might lose his job for not doing it. What is it?
Brady from Berrien Springs.
Fixing.
Incorrect.
Bridgman, 5 seconds. Time.
Intentional grounding for 20 points. If you think Clydesdales to be the largest breed of horse, you're wrong. What horses are the largest?
Lily from Berrien Springs.
That's Abigail's.
Pertrons?
Incorrect.
Bridgman, 5 seconds. Time.
Shires. Oh, Lily. For 5 points. A cerebral hemorrhage is commonly known as what?
Brady from Berrien Springs.
Aneurysm.
Incorrect.
Sam from Bridgman.
A stroke.
That's correct for 5 points. Mm-hmm. For 5 points, the ancient Chinese knew about eclipses. What did their astronomers think to be the cause?
Mark from Bridgman.
Unhappy gods.
Incorrect.
Berrien Springs, 5 seconds. Josh from Berrien Springs.
The sun god going to sleep?
Incorrect. Now, I thought for sure Josh would know this one. A dragon trying to eat the sun.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that makes sense.
For 15 points, what kind of floor covering is often carved to make a block print?
Callie from Berrien Springs.
Carpet?
Incorrect.
Bridgman? Mark from Bridgman?
Ceramic tile?
Incorrect. Linoleum.
Oh.
Yeah. 20 points. Can you name the bearded sage who spouted the line, "Youth is a wonderful thing. It's a shame it has to be wasted on children"?
Brady from Berrien Springs.
Confucius.
Incorrect.
Bridgman, 5 seconds. time.
This was George Bernard Shaw. For 10 points, he was in the act of sweeping the stairs of the great temple, Teocalli, when his election as sovereign for his superior merit as a warrior and priest was announced to him. Who was he?
Brady from Berrien Springs.
Emperor Montezuma.
That is correct. For 10 points.
He completely just guessed.
For 15 points.
Guessed.
A Russian film director won worldwide fame with his work Potemkin. Name this film pioneer.
Brady from Berrien Springs.
Sergei.
More complete name.
Oh, wait.
We can't wait.
The look on his face when you said more specific.
We should hit a time by now.
Time. We'll call it time. Bridgman?
Mark. Sergei the Good.
Good try. Sergei was right, but it was Eisenstein.
I was reading a book last night that mentioned a Sergei, and now I remember that he happened to be a film director. That's why I said Sergei.
For 10 points, the three largest populations of Indian reservations are Navajo, Creek, and Cherokee. The Navajo reservations are in Arizona, New Mexico, and Utah. What one state is the home of both the Creek and Cherokee reservations?
Brady from Berrien Springs.
Georgia.
Incorrect.
Bridgman, 5 seconds. Mark from Bridgman.
South Dakota.
Closer, Oklahoma. For 15 points, Namaste in Hindi means greetings to you. It is the traditional Indian salutation and is accompanied by what gesture?
Brady from Berrien Springs.
Bowing.
Incorrect.
Bridgman? Mark from Bridgman.
A handshake?
Incorrect. It's the folding of the hands before the face as if the speaker were offering a prayer.
Yeah.
A math question for 10 points. What is the measure of a base angle of an isosceles triangle if the vertex angle is 1/3 of a right angle?
Brady from Berrien Springs.
75 degrees.
That is correct for 10 points. For 5 points. For a peaceful world, the Bible urges men to beat their swords into what?
Mark from Bridgman.
The ground.
Incorrect.
Josh from Berrien Springs.
Dust.
Incorrect. Plowshares. For 20 points, never before or since has art been so dominated by one man. His role was so despotic, his enemies were compelled to follow him or lose their heads. The movement was called neoclassicism and held the true beauty has been realized once and for all by the Greeks and the Romans. Who was the French painter?
Brady from Berrien Springs.
Monet.
Incorrect.
Bridgman, 5 seconds.
Was David. For 5 points, what do you usually get when you order surf and turf in a restaurant?
Josh from Berrien Springs.
Steak and lobster?
That's correct. For 5 points. For 5 points.
And this will be your last question.
If you were to combine about 72% silica, 15% sodium oxide, and 9% calcium oxide, the other 4% minor ingredients, heated to over 2,000 degrees, what useful product would you get?
Brady from Berrien Springs.
Steel.
Incorrect.
Bridgman? Sam from Bridgman.
Carbon fiber.
Incorrect. It's glass.
Oh. Brady.
Well, Well, that's the end of the first half of today's Academic Challenge. We'll be back with the score in the 60-second round after this on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Welcome back to the Academic Challenge on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. At the end of the first half, score is Berrien Springs 40 to Bridgman 5. Now, on to the 60-second round. Teams, you have three categories to choose from. We'll give you 60 seconds to answer as many of the 10 questions as you can. Each one is worth 10 points, and there will be a 20-point bonus if you answer all 10 within the time limit. You're encouraged to consult with one another at this point, but the answers must come from the team captain. After the minute is up, the opposing team will have a chance to answer any questions the first team could not answer. Bridgman, you're trailing at the moment, so you have the first choice of these three categories, which are U.S. government, Spanish, gray. What is your choice, Bridgman?
We're going to go with Spanish.
Spanish it is. Mr. Klein, is there a setup to Spanish?
Yeah, a brief one. Right. Translate these words from south of the border.
Okay, your time will start once Bill reads the first question.
Fiesta.
Party.
Correct. Siesta.
Snap.
Correct. Pueblo.
Small house.
Incorrect. Gracias.
Thank you.
Correct. Gringo.
American.
Incorrect. Amigo.
Friend.
Correct. Rebozo.
Pass.
Mañana.
Tomorrow.
Correct. Bueno.
Good.
Ojo.
Eyes.
I'm sorry?
Eyes.
Correct. Gringo. Or, I'm sorry, which one did you pass on here? Oh, Rebozo.
Boat.
Incorrect.
Bridgman, you answered seven questions correct for an extra 70 points. That leaves three questions available for a possible extra 30 points for Berrien Springs. Bill, once again, the setup.
Translate these words from south of the border.
All right, your time will start once Bill reads the first question.
Pueblo.
Town.
Correct. Gringo.
Huh?
Is it
like
a disease?
No, it's not. Opponent. No, that's, sure.
Enemy?
Incorrect. It's foreigner. Rebozo.
I mean, it's familiar.
I studied German.
what is that? Yeah. Yeah, you'll have that.
I think it's a thing.
We have
to. I think it's a thing.
Yeah, it's a noun.
Probably masculine noun.
Food? Rib.
Watch it.
Ribs?
Watch it.
Oh, they said ribs?
Oh,
ribs.
I'm sorry. I didn't.
it's
a shawl.
Oh, okay.
All right. Berrien Springs, you got one question correct for an extra 10 points. Now it's your turn to choose from the remaining two categories, which are U.S. government and gray.
We're going to go with gray.
Gray?
Watch this be really hard.
Okay.
Is there a setup to gray, Mr. Klein?
Just a small one. All identify right. These things with the word gray in them.
All right, your time will start once Mr. Klein reads that first question.
Canadian Football League Championship Trophy.
Gray goose.
Incorrect. Go tell Aunt Rhody that this fowl has died.
The old gray goose.
Correct. Militant Senior Citizens Rights Group.
Gray hair activists.
Gray hairs.
Incorrect. Queen of England for 9 days.
Jane Grey.
Correct. Author of Riders of the Purple Sage.
John Mr. Gray.
Earl Gray.
Incorrect. Suedo scientific euphemism for the brain.
Gray matter.
Correct. A swift dog.
Greyhound.
Yeah. R-rated movie starring Dakota Johnson and Jamie Dornan.
Fifty Shades of Grey.
Correct. A doddering old fellow.
Gray man. Gray hair.
Gray hair.
Incorrect. The Franciscans.
The Grays.
Time. Go ahead if you have answers.
The Grays.
Incorrect.
Berrien Springs, that's five questions for a total of 50 points. Now, Bridgman, there's an extra five questions out there for you for a possible extra 50 points. Bill, the setup one more time.
Identify these things with the word gray in them.
All right, your time will start once Mr. Klein reads that first question.
Canadian Football League Championship Trophy.
The Grey Cup.
That's correct. Militant Senior Citizens Rights Group.
The Grey People.
The Grey Panthers.
Oh, okay.
Author of the Riders of the Purple Sage.
Dr. Grey.
Zane Grey.
Oh,
a doddering old fellow.
Grey face.
What?
Close. Grey beard.
Oh.
The Franciscans.
The Grey Party.
the Grey Friars.
Oh, I would have never even heard of that. Franciscan
Friars. Bridgman, you've got answered one question for a total of 10 points, and that ends our 60-second round. We're going to check the scores and conclude the game next year on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. We're back to Academic Challenge on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. The score at the end of the 60-second round, Berrien Springs 100 to Bridgman 85. It's time now to find out what's happening at each of our schools. First, from Berrien Springs, Josh, what's happening at Berrien Springs?
Greetings from Berrien Springs High School. We have recently begun the second semester, and we are off to a great start. On February 15th, our middle and high school choirs will present their pre-festival concert at 7 o'clock p.m. Our middle and high school bands will present their pre-festival concert on February 27th at 7 o'clock p.m. in the high school gym. The public is invited and encouraged to attend both events. High school band members will participate in solo and ensemble on February 11th and 12th. Good luck to those participating in solo and ensemble. Our team has been working hard in the Allegan League and are in a fight for top honors with Holland High School and Allegan High School. We have also started the BCS Quiz Bowl League, and our first tournament was held last Tuesday. We would like to wish our wrestling team good luck at Team Districts tonight. Finally, we would like to thank Berrien Springs Public Schools, Lakeshore Schools, Cook Nuclear Plant, Pro Muffler and Brake, Southwestern Michigan Association of Realtors, Signature Toyota for housing, and the radio station of WSJM FM 94.9 for sponsoring this event.
And from Bridgman, Mark, what's happening at Bridgman?
Okay, so we have a JV basketball game for girls and guys tonight, and then there's a varsity for girls and guys tomorrow night. There's also a swim meet tonight in Portage, and this Saturday there's solo and ensemble for our bands, which at SMC. We also recently started the BCS League as well, and we took fourth in that last week, and there's another one this Tuesday at Bridgman.
Got no substitutions. Let's begin the second half of today's academic challenge between Bridgman and Berrien Springs. Your time is going to start once Bill reads that first question.
10 points. The Greek philosopher Empedocles identified four elements as basic to everything.
Josh from Berrien Springs.
Air, fire, water, and earth.
That's correct for 10 points. For 15 points, what computer command causes a program on a cassette or a disk to be brought into the computer's memory?
Brady from Berrien Springs.
Install or download.
Incorrect.
Bridgman?
Insert.
Mark from Bridgman.
Insert.
Incorrect. It's load. You said the other one first. For 20 points, name Richard Wagner's only comic opera.
Josh from Berrien Springs.
The Opera of Comedians.
Incorrect.
Mark from Bridgman.
The Opera of Comedy.
Incorrect. It's Die Meistersinger. For 10 points, the suit of armor we associate with knights came into use in the 15th century. Before that, knights wore protective clothing made of what?
Sam from Bridgman.
Leather.
Incorrect.
Brady from Berrien Springs.
Chainmail.
That's correct for 10 points. For 5 points, the part of Westminster Abbey that contains tombs and monuments of many writers is called what?
Mark from Bridgman.
The Catacombs of Westminster.
Incorrect.
Berrien Springs. Brady from Berrien Springs.
Trinity.
Incorrect. It's the Poet's Corner. For 20 points, complete the Groucho Marx line, I never forget a face. Blank.
Josh from Berrien Springs.
What's your name?
Incorrect.
Bridgman. 5 seconds. Mark from Bridgman.
Or a voice.
Incorrect. It's I never forget a face, but in your case, I'll make an exception. For 5 points. To win this contest, you may need to call upon the Greek goddess of wisdom. Who is she?
Brady from Berrien Springs.
Athena.
That is correct for 5 points. For 15 points, what Swedish-born actress spied for the Allies against the Axis powers during World War II? She was Adolf Hitler's favorite actress. I would like to have that mantle.
Time.
Greta Garbo. For 15 points, Hernando Cortez landed on what Mexican island
Brady from Barrett Springs.
Cuba.
Incorrect. Which is now a resort area.
Sam from Bridgman.
Dominican Republic.
Incorrect. Cozumel. For 15 points, what beloved baseball man invented season tickets and bat days? Started the practice of printing players' names on the back of their uniforms and planted the first Ivy League ivy at Wrigley Field. In his most famous stunt, he sent a midget up to the plate in a major league game. Who was he?
Callie from Berrien Springs.
Sammy Sosa.
Incorrect.
Bridgman, 5 seconds. Sam from Bridgman.
Babe Ruth.
Incorrect. It was Bill Veeck from the White Sox. That makes sense. For 20 points, Captain James Cook proved that what islands were not connected?
Brady from Berrien Springs.
The Cook Islands.
Incorrect.
Mark from Bridgman.
The Hawaiian Islands.
Incorrect. It was New Zealand, North and South Island. For 15 points, what word beginning with B means violent, stormy?
Josh from Berrien Springs.
Benevolent.
Incorrect. Turbulent or noisy?
Bridgman. Mark from Bridgman.
Boisterous.
That's correct. For 15 points. For 10 points, if you lived in Britain and worked in a coilery, what kind of work would you be doing?
Josh from Berrien Springs.
Creating springs.
Incorrect.
Sam from Bridgman.
Electrical.
Incorrect. It's coal mining. Oh. For 20 points, in 1700, the ascension of this dynasty to the throne of Spain provoked the War of Spanish Succession. What was the dynasty?
Brady from Berrien Springs.
Habsburg.
Incorrect.
Time.
And today it's still in most bars. The Bourbons. For 10 points, in Jefferson's first draft of the Declaration of Independence, the line read, "We hold these truths to be sacred and undeniable." What was the final version?
Josh from Berrien Springs.
We hold these truths to be self-evident.
That is correct. For 10 points. Good move. For 10 points, articulators are three specific parts of the body used in human speech production. Identify any two.
Brady from Berrien Springs.
Tongue and teeth.
That's correct.
For
10 points. 10 points. The other one is lips. For 20 points, what is important about Holocene? Let me say that again. What is important about the Holocene epoch?
Callie from Berrien Springs.
It was when the first vertebrates appeared.
Incorrect.
Kyle from Bridgman.
It was when the first humans appeared.
Incorrect. It's our current geological epoch. Oops. For 10 points, this famous physicist and chemist was joint winner of the 1903 Nobel Prize in Physics and also won the 1911 Nobel Prize in Chemistry.
And we're under a minute. Brady from Berrien Springs.
Marie Curie.
That is correct for 10 points. Math question for 5 points. How is a brunch bill of $64.74 split up evenly between 13 people eating out?
Time.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, go for it.
Go for it.
$4.98 each.
That's correct.
For
5 points. For 10 points.
And this is your last question.
Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte likened himself to what notorious dictator, referring to the number of people killed since he began his war on illegal drugs?
I'm still...
Mark from Bridgman.
Stalin.
Incorrect.
Berrien Springs. Brady from Berrien Springs.
Adolf Hitler.
That's correct for 10 points.
Not him, it's the other one.
All right. Well, it had to be one of the two. Yeah,
well, that does it.
Stalin killed more.
Well, that does it. That's the end of today's academic challenge match. We'll tabulate the scores, announce the winner after this on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. We're back on News Talk 94.9, WSJM's Academic Challenge, to announce today's winner and thank our sponsors. The winner by a score of 170 to 100 is the team from Berrien Springs. Congratulations, Berrien Springs.
Good job. Two teams. Good teams. Did well.
Thank you all for joining us on WSJM's Academic Challenge. Our program is brought to you from the Mitsubishi Community Showroom at Signature Automotive Group on Napier Avenue, a proud sponsor of Academic Challenge, along with Berrien Springs Public Schools, together inspiring students to think, learn, and achieve and care in a global community. Southwestern Michigan Association of Realtors. Realtors do make the difference. Lake Shore Public Schools, where Lancers become leaders. Pro Muffler and Brake Shop on M139. Lower prices under your car and the Cook Nuclear Plant.
We light up your life.
Join News Talk 94.9 WSJM again next week at the same time as St. Joseph and Michigan Lutheran go head-to-head on Academic Challenge.